I can still recall the day, not so long ago, when an American client visited our company. The task of receiving him was assigned to me by the manager, and fortunately, I succeeded in this tough job. To be honest, although I have been practicing English recently, my level of fluency is still limited to some simple dialogues like shopping and getting directions while traveling abroad. Since no mistakes were allowed on such formal occasions, I felt quite nervous. I was going to ask a colleague who speaks good English to join me in this task that day. However, I realized that everyone had their own work to do, and no one would be able to do me a favor. All I could do was take the client to the conference room and ask him to have a seat, and then, in my broken English, I briefed him about the general situation of our company. To my great relief, he didn't ask me any questions about the business, just some simple inquiries about places to eat nearby. It was probably for only about 10 minutes that I talked to him before my manager showed up, and then their formal meeting started. Chatting with foreigners, actually, is not as difficult as it seems. With some basic English and maybe a few gestures, you can clearly express yourself. I really enjoyed this experience. Not only was it fun, but also it made me feel confident in my English learning ability.